us paint a picture of what we're seeing or where we are.
Yeah, so we're basically standing in a 40-acre hole in downtown Atlanta. We're surrounded by railroad tracks. We're across the street from State Farm Arena, which was once Phillips Arena, across the street from the CNN Center, and we're looking at the billion-dollar Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and we're looking up at all of this.
And why are we looking up? How did the Gulch come to be a depression in downtown Atlanta?
Well, it's a hole if you're looking from the street, but it was actually the city of Atlanta in the early 20th century. And then back in the 1900s, the city had a traffic problem then, except it was with trains. Railroads were moving through. So in order to relieve some of that congestion, they raised the streets. And that's kind of what the foundation of Atlanta is built. So now the elevated streets from the earlier part of the city. And this all started after destruction from the Civil War.
So we're literally looking up at the highways, up at the surface streets, up at sidewalks, people walking by. And it's so easy to be in downtown Atlanta and not even realize that you're actually on raised platforms.
Right. From people that I've talked to watching the dome demolition and going to events that are held down here, they don't even realize what the Gulch is. It's sometimes known as, oh yeah, that area where we tailgate for Falcons and United games. But people don't realize that this is actually what's being debated by Atlanta City Council on how to redevelop it.
Ross, this is a lot of acreage in the heart of a major American city. I can imagine there are a lot of big dreams for this area.
Right. You talk about being in the heart of downtown with nothing here, and that's one of Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom's key points, is it's just a hole. It's not generating any tax revenue. There's not really anything going on here. So the city wants a private developer, the CIM Group, to come in to turn this into a mixed-use residential business space. And CIM Group has thrown the city some perks. They have said they will host the Peach Drop, which is our New Year's event, for free for the first 10 years. The city has also required that at least 20% of the housing in this area be affordable, and that office space rented out be affordable to businesses.
20% is a significant commitment of affordable housing if it comes to pass.
Right, and if that isn't met, they can also give $28 million to the city's Affordable Housing Trust, which worries a few people that in the long run, that really isn't much.
What are the arguments against redeveloping this as it is being currently proposed?
Most of the arguments are we're putting about $1.25 billion of public money into this when the city has a number of other problems to deal with. You talk about affordable housing, homelessness, the Atlanta public school system, roads and sidewalk improvement. And a lot of people are just concerned that if we continue to build up these new places, we're leaving out the residents who have been here. As you mentioned, we're standing in eyes view in the shadow of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's one of the things with those neighborhoods is you put $1.7 billion into a stadium, but what about us?
And the mayor, meanwhile, is saying, but we can generate tax revenue to offset what we're putting into this. There'd be a return on investment.
That is correct. Her point is, once you get these developments, you're going to start getting money and that this deal will pay itself off in a matter of a few years.
Russ, a bulk of the tax dollars that would go toward this project would be state tax dollars. Who are some of the other significant people who are backing this redevelopment project?
You know, Governor Deal has thrown his weight behind this. Mayor Bottoms has even said if we don't get this deal done now, then when? This could transform Atlanta City Line as we know it. Andrew Young has written a letter in support of this project. But a lot of people outside of the city are really pushing for this deal to be done. Because it could just bring another level of excitement to the city, like we've seen with the Beltline.
GPB's Ross Terrell, thank you for the explainer on what is the Gulch.